What is up, Kasoku? Welcome back to another Samurai Summit and Otaku Podcast. I'm your host, Do, and we're back with episode 51. I do first want to apologize for skipping last week. Again, I was a bit busy, but hopefully we try to be consistent again, not every other week, like the One Piece manga recently, but hopefully every week. And today, again, I'm by myself, and hopefully you guys enjoy the podcast. If you're new to the podcast, we actually talk about anything anime-related, video games, music, movies, manga, anime, obviously, light novels as well, trading card games, which is pretty cool. And actually, we are going to be talking about some card games in this episode and some video game as well. Well, just one video game, and the rest is just going to be anything manga related. And lately I finally caught up with One Piece, the anime. I was behind 5-6 episodes, finally saw it. Still beautiful, even though I know what happens because I read the manga. I still find it fucking crazy. Like, I still get excited when I watch the episode. Ooh, I get those little chills on the back, you know, my spine. But yeah, it's been just catching up with that, doing some remodeling. Well, not really remodeling, just moving around things from my room. It does look bigger. We moved, you know, bed to the other side, the TV to the other side. We got new furniture and everything. It's because my bookshelf, if you follow me on Instagram, you see that when I take pictures that my bookshelf is white. Now, the other shelf where I have my figures, it's more like a light brown colors with like lines. You've probably seen on my YouTube videos because that's where I usually tend to record my videos nowadays. But we decided to get another white one so it could match with the bookshelf and then put the furniture just transferred to my kid's room. So, and we did that, and yeah, it does, even the with the white color, the figures that pop out more, you're like, holy shit, like, now all I need is gonna be some LEDs, you know, on the back, make it look all blue, because you know your boy likes blue, and make it look fantastic. And I finally was able to play some Odyssey. So I ended up buying One Piece Odyssey, the limited edition. I purchased it like a few days before it was officially released, and I'm like, fuck it, let me just get it. And okay, so it was supposed to arrive on Saturday, which it did. So I went to pick it up on my mailbox, and it was weird. I was expecting a big box because, you know, the limited edition comes with a figure, but it was just only those brown padded envelopes that you can only fit one game. So I'm like, don't fucking tell me they only send me the game, the regular edition or the collector's edition. I was a little bit salty. Well, not just a little bit, a lot. Because, you know, I wanted to make a video unboxing it. I wanted to start playing the game. But now I have to wait because I can open the game, because I might have to return it so I could get the correct version. So, you know, right away, I sent an email to Bandai. Now I can be like, hey, yo, what's up with this? And this is what they told me. That they will ship the game and the figures separate like 2 days after it was shipped. That's what it says in the email, 2 days after the game was shipped. So it didn't say when the game arrives, after the game was shipped. So I was like, okay, so it's been 2 days. And they, first of all, I only got two emails. The first email was with the code, you know, so I could get, you know, the DLC stuff. The second email was saying, we ship your item. And it says limited edition One Piece. So, you know, they didn't even tell me they were going to send it separate, and they sent me the tracking number. I haven't gotten another email with the tracking number for the figures, so I'm going to wait this week. You know, I got to send it like, hey, I haven't received it yet. What's going on? Another thing, I think these versions are only for like the UK and stuff like that. I think there was one in Korean version or Chinese version where it, which is the same thing. It comes with the figure, but it also come included with a steelbook of the game. It looks so fucking majestic. I saw a video, and it looks so good. Hashtags, like, you know, my motto, my saying for YouTube. Well, anyway, getting sidetracked. I can't even say it right now. But then I went to eBay to check, you know, the steelbooks, and the one that they're selling on eBay, it's different as well. It has the characters from the game, you know, the Straw Hats, and I think the two other characters. And the other one that I saw was pretty much the design of the cube. From the game, you know, you gotta play the games, you know, where are those cubes? So, like, whoa, I like the other one. So that's how it was going to arrive, you know, the game without the steelbook, just the game and the figure, but I guess not. So I guess it's just the game with the figure itself, which if that's the case, cool, I'm still getting my figure. But then I was like, why do we always get the crappy collector's or limited edition games? The UK get it pretty good. Sometimes even the UK have better collector's edition than in Japan. I'm like, what the hell? And we get the crappy stuff. Sometimes when I feel like buying the UK version instead, we know with the import comes out to be more. But sometimes it might be worth it. Who knows? And I mean, I think the PS5 is region locked. I mean, region free, so it shouldn't matter. Sorry, I just took a sip from my Pepsi. So speaking of Pepsi, are you peeps Pepsi fans or Coke fans? Me personally, I love both of them. Sometimes I feel like drinking Pepsi. Sometimes I feel Coke. They're both the same for me. Like sometimes when I drink whiskey, if I'm not drinking on the rocks, I do prefer Coke with my whiskey instead of Pepsi. Pepsi, yeah, it's good, but if there's an option between putting Pepsi on my Coke Pepsi on my whiskey or Coke on my whiskey, I would go with Coke. But if they only have Pepsi, I wouldn't mind it. You know? Well, yeah, I don't know. I just want to talk about what I'm drinking. And I also like Pepsi because, you know, it has the color blue. It's all about blue. We all know that here, right? So once I got that email, then I was like, fuck it. Let me start playing Odyssey. Then and for some reason, it's like, no, you were supposed to get it different. But like, I already opened it. Do I keep it? Or why? If they do send me the other figure that comes with a game, this one probably just going to give it to my brother. Like, here you go. Oh. Enjoy it, because it's pretty good. I only play about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours of the game. I stopped playing because I haven't had a lot of time right now. Actually, as the recording of this podcast is on Sunday, so I actually played it today because Saturday I had a party to go to. So, and they sent me the email kind of late either way, so I was already at the party, so I'm like, alright, cool. So, yeah, after recording this podcast, I'm gonna edit it and then start playing. No, actually, I'm not. Excuse me, I burp. That's what sucks when you drink soda. I gotta make a video. So the video, it is gonna be, it's just a hint. I don't know if it's gonna be out before the podcast, but it is gonna be opening some Dragon Ball Super booster packs, which they're from the set. I'm actually holding them right now. From the set Fighter's Ambition. And it's the first time that's a lie, because I did open one pack, but I got it all, so they gave it to me for free. But this is actually the first time I'm purchasing booster packs. When I used to play the card game, I only bought singles to build a deck. That was it. And it was the Kid Buu deck, because I love Kid Buu. It's one of my favorite villains. He's just too crazy. So I saw that I went to Target. I'm like, hopefully, I was like, it's gonna be very rare, but let's see, they have maybe some One Piece cards, which obviously they didn't. But I saw there was a booster pack of this one, Fighter's Ambitions, and on the cover, you know how they have those little sleeves booster packs that I ever had to sell it on a Target or Walmart. I don't know, Walmart, they do it the same. I think they do. But anyway, yeah, and it was Piccolo in his orange form, and I was like, oh, that's right, I remember seeing Gohan Bismo like in car on the internet. So I googled it to make sure it comes from this set, and it does. So that's why I ended up buying five packs. And the reason why I went with five packs, because they were the last five that they had at the store, and they weren't all like on the hanging. There were like two hanging and then like two on this side, like on the shelf, and one more like on the other side. So I'm like, you know what, let me just get all five of them, and hopefully like I'm able to pull that Gohan. I think it's going for about, what, $300, some shit like that. It's probably gonna be cheaper to buy it, but honestly, I just don't want to spend that much money on one card. And speaking of cards, I'm trying to get the master set for One Piece, the card game. I made a video that was already out, so go check it out on my YouTube channel, Unlimited Dough. If you haven't subscribed, make sure you do, and don't forget to hit that notification bell so you'll get notified whenever I upload a new video. So I show in the video, I show the collection that I have so far, excluding the multiple copies of like altars and stuff like that, because I was just showing the binder to see how many cards I'm missing for the master set. I already completed for sure. I already completed the main set, excluding the altars, which obviously that's what I'm missing. And I was like, maybe I should buy singles, but looking at the prices, they're stupid expensive. Like the Zoro altar art, which thankfully I have, when I pulled it, it was like around $80-$90. Right now, I believe they're selling it for like on TCG Player for like $200. 190, some shit like that. I'm like, holy fuck, they're going fucking expensive. So that's why I don't want to. I prefer to spend $130 on a booster box, praying to get the manga shanks, because that shit like $700, $600. And hopefully get one of those. If I get any repaired ones, then I'm able to, you know, trade with other people that they, let's say if I get another Zoro, I'm able to trade for multiple altars, so it could add up to the price. So that's going to be pretty, I think that's going to be the move. But again, I am risking it if I just want to buy booster boxes, because I might probably be spending more money on like that instead of buying the singles. But then again, buying singles is going to be expensive. Just let's say I'm missing one of the altars for Nami and Manga Shanks. Just right there, Nami is like $260, $230. And that's almost $1,000 just for those two cards. So I prefer to buy, use those $1,000 and probably fucking purchase almost a case of booster boxes, you know? I think that's the move. What you guys think? Let me know. Send us an email. Which actually, I just realized, have I been giving you guys the correct email? It is samuraisummitpodcast@gmail.com. Yep. Okay, I wasn't sure, because if we haven't heard from you guys, come on. Don't let me hanging. And oh yeah, so going back to, sorry, I got sidetracked. Going back to Odyssey. It so far it's good. I like the mechanics. I played the demo. There's two, actually, when you, if you go to the settings, they have the game performance, I mean graphic performance, and the what was the other one? It was performance mode and graphic mode. I think I prefer performance mode. Graphic doesn't add too much different. Like, you can really tell that you probably have it, like, side to side. But it's a little bit, like, when it's running, you feel like it's kind of lagging. But, I don't know, it's weird. The performance mode just feels smoother, obviously. So, I just stay with that mode. And, like, in the story, at the beginning, you do see the Gorose. I think that's how you pronounce it in Japanese, the Five Elders. And, they know where Luffy's at, so I'm wondering, how do they know where he's at? And what I'm thinking, I don't know, I haven't played the game, I haven't finished the whole game, is that maybe even so there's some scenes that the Thousand Sunny goes up in the sky, and then they see like this weird thing up in the sky. What if that's one of the ancient weapons, how it happens when Sabo was in the island? But again, I haven't passed again, so I might be completely wrong. But it would be pretty cool if it's actually correct and it's one of the ancient weapons. And also, spoiler alert from the game, I think, I don't know if it's real or not, though. So there's this new form of Luffy that I saw, because it's like all characters' transformation or specials. And on the thumbnail in the YouTube video, that's what it showed. So I'm like, goddamn it, spoilers. I gotta stay away from it. So I'm excited. And let me know you guys picked it up. You know, send us an email, send me a message on Instagram. Or better yet, follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and join our Discord. We could talk about it. What's up? Now, I do have some other news. Remember, it was either last podcast or two podcasts ago, episodes ago, that they were going to have the Demon Slayer kind of like a little special one before the season comes out, like in Tokyo, like in Japan, and in Los Angeles, in LA. So your boy was able to get a ticket for the LA premiere. What's up? I'm going to see my wife, Aimer. How will you pronounce it? Because I think that word is French or Italian, something like that. She's the one that performs the song Sankyo Sanka from Demon Slayer. So I'm excited to see her perform. Some of you might know, actually we're an old subscriber to my YouTube channel, you probably see me on my older videos wearing glasses. But then I broke them like 2 years ago or so, and I haven't worn any glasses. So I decided to finally this weekend to get to go get my, you know, go do the night exam. And I did, because, you know, I got to see my waifu in 8K, her performance, you know. It actually, it's funny. I was at work on Ticketmaster refreshing the page, and it took me like 2 hours and a half to be able to get those tickets. So I'm excited for it. I was kind of like, all right, cool. At the beginning, I wasn't able to get on. Like, that's fine. When it comes in Crunchyroll, the new season, I'll watch it, like, whatever. But then I remember that she was going to be performing. So I'm like, no, I need the tickets. And yeah, I was able to purchase them on Ticketmaster. So I'm hype. It's going to be on February 18, I believe. I think it's a Saturday. So I'm excited for that. Also, going to an app, actually. We did have to talk about apps, but it was a little bit different. So there's this YouTuber that I follow, right? He lives in Japan, and he does videos like a day in the life of a game designer, a day in the life of a Japanese teacher, stuff like that. So he did one for a game designer one, and he works for the... Let me check real quick, just in case you guys want to know about it. I'm pretty sure some people might not care where he works, but you might. So hold on, give me one. Okay, so it's called Coloplu. It's spelled Coloplu. So he works for that company, and on the video they're gonna release a new app to the App Store, and it's called Neko Golf, which is kind of like golf, but like with anime characters. Not like anime character from different anime, just like anime style characters. And I'm like, oh shit, you know, they're developing it, they're like working the last bugs, making sure everything's good. And I'm like, I wonder we have in the States. And we do have in the States. I downloaded it, I started playing it actually this weekend as well, and it's pretty fun, not gonna lie. It's cool. And you actually get to play if I'm not mistaken, because I haven't done it yet, you get to play with real people. So you have people to use, you get to play like in real life. So that's pretty cool. And also what I saw in the video, some employees there that were working, they were playing this other app that they also created. It's kind of like an RPG, and it looks fun. I checked the name I can't remember the name, to be honest. But check the name on the Play Store, and no, we don't have in the States here. Hopefully they bring it, probably not. But yeah, go check out. The game is called Neko Golf. Neko is spelled N-E-K-O, and then golf as in golfing, you know. G-O-L-F. G-O-L-F. And it's pretty fun. If you do download it, let me know. So maybe, you know, we could be friends, and then we could just play online, and I could whoop your ass. I'm playing. I'm not going to lie. I kind of suck at this game. And yeah, so that was a little bit of the introduction. And I was just too excited right now because I was opening the Neko Golf, so I got too excited. A little bit more of Demon Slayer. So they're finally going to start streaming Season 2 of Demon Slayer in the US on January 21st on Netflix. About freaking time. I know my kid has been watching Demon Slayer. He hasn't seen season 2. But honestly, I thought he did. But apparently not. I thought it was on Netflix already before. So I guess he was just watching season 1 all over again. So he's excited to watch season 2. That's for sure. And I'm excited to watch the season 3 on the premiere next month. I'll let you guys know how it goes. If I'm able to record, I'm probably going to record. Of course, they're going to record her performance. She's babe right there. And then remember, the light novel J.K. Haru is a sex worker in another world. Well, the manga is actually going to come to an end with the 7th volume this summer. That's right. So there's going to be 7 volumes. The official Twitter account of Shinchosha's Ututu X Kanata Digital Manga Label announced on Saturday that Keio Hiratori and artist Jeita Yamada's J.K. Haru manga's main story will end in its 7th volume this summer. In continuation of the manga's sixth volume, we start serialization later this month on the manga Okoku website. The manga launched in the Utsutsu label of the manga Okoku website in June 2019. The sixth volume shipped in Japan on January 7th. So that's just recently. I wonder what novel we're in. Probably like volume number 3, 2, somewhere in the States. No, we're on the 5th. It's going to come out. Seven Seas Entertainment licensed the manga and it's releasing it under its Mature Ghost Ship imprint. The manga's fifth compiled book volume will release in English on April 25th. There we go. The company describes the manga story as, you know, the Taco Boys to get to the have adventures. You know, we talk about where it's JK, how this is a sex worker, what it's all about. And the manga is based on the novel the same name from J Novel Club, which is weird. I would expect J Novel to be also releasing the manga, but I guess not. So if you guys want to read the light novel, you guys could start reading the manga already. I think volume 5 should be on April, so get to it. I do recommend reading the light novel first, because once you're reading it in the description, you know how detailed everything is. Your imagination goes wild, my guys and girls. And yeah, go to Barnes & Nobles, go to RightStuffAnime.com, wherever you buy your mangas and light novels, and go read it. Highly recommend it. And then moving on to the next news. This one, it grabbed me by surprise, actually. So Captain Tsubasa Rising Sun manga to start the final arc. I haven't been keeping up with this anime since I used to watch in Mexico when I was a kid. So I didn't know it was still going or something. So this article also comes from Anime News Network. The fifth issue of Shueisha's Captain Tsubasa magazine revealed on Thursday that Yoichi Takahashi's Captain Tsubasa Writing Some manga will start a new arc and rename the manga to Captain Tsubasa Rising Sun, the final. In the magazine's 16th issue, which will ship in early April. The magazine added that the arc will be the final saga of the overall Captain Tsubasa series. See, that I didn't know. I must start reading it then. Do we even have in the States? I should have done this before starting the podcast. Let me actually go to Barnes & Nobles. And let me see what we go. I only find out how to type Tsubasa, not Tsubasta. Tsubasa. And I don't see anything on Barnes & Noble. Oh well. But yeah. Yeah, if you guys were, I think this one was when I was a kid, it was my favorite sports manga. I was every episode, I was like fucking excited. I wanted to play soccer. And then, you know, start watching it, you know, it finished, whatever. And yeah, after that, so the original Captain Tsubasa manga ran from 1981 to 1988 with 37 volumes, and it's inspired 4 television anime series, 4 anime films, several OVAs, and a stage play. Oh shit, I didn't know about the fucking stage play. The manga is available in about 20 countries. So this one, it's gonna be a new series, I guess. And it might be so Captain Tsubasa Rising Sun revolves around Tsubasa as he aims to participate in the Olympics as a representative from Japan. I wish Japan could have gone to the finals on the World Cup, but it didn't. Oh well, it's whatever, I guess. So you know when you go to a website and sometimes you get those advertisement. I get an advertisement from Right Stuff Anime. Excuse me. I can just sneeze. Oh, now sorry, I went through the wrong pipe. So it shows, it was sponsoring like this manga, and I read the name and I started cracking up. It says, might as well cheat. I got transported to another world when I can live my wildest dreams. And they were talking about manga volume 4. Let me see where it is. Smartwatch. Our time has been enjoying life in an always. Oh, so it has a cheat level healing ability. There you go. On the cover level 4, it looks like they have like this type of robot, like Gundam machine on the back. So it might be one of those. Even their uniform does look like if it is from a Gundam anime. Just, of course, obviously a little bit different. In volume number 4, one of the characters, she has big breasts because you know you have to have big breasts if you want to be an anime character. Oh, wait. Okay. So, okay, one is manga style, the other one is like an elf. Volume 1 has like two girls. Huh. I'm gonna give it a shot. For research reasons, right? It actually has 3 stars. I'm looking at the reviews and... Okay, but I gotta stop reading new stuff because I still gotta finish the shit that I have. Because if not, I will never finish them. And then we're gonna move with Genpress, more mangas. So Genpress announced on their Twitter that they're gonna be the licensed 10 titles, including 5 mangas, 3 light novels, and manhwa, which we're not gonna talk about because it's not anime, it's not from Japan. And the novel Makoto Shinkai's the Suzume no Tojimari, the one from the door. Movies, the line up for that one. And I know you guys might get offended because I say we don't talk about mangas in here, manhwa, or however you want to pronounce it here, because like I said, it's not from Japan, it's not an anime, it's just a Korean comic book. Manga is a Japanese comic book, manhwa is a Korean comic book, it's not anime, it's not. So me personally, I do not consider it an anime or a manga. Same with Avatar, The Last Airbender. I do not consider that. I'm probably going to get hate because I'm saying this, which I don't care. We just don't talk about manhwa in here. I know once we did, I think it was about Solo Leveling, but yeah, that was just a little pass. But anyway, so the ones that they're going to license are the Suzume, which is the door one. We're still getting the movie this year, if I'm not mistaken. The other one, which is a line novel, is Our Last Crusade or The Rise of a New World, Secret File. It looks cool, the cover. You know, you always gotta have your hot female character. You know, people won't buy it. The Devil is a part-time official anthology comic. That's the manga that one's coming out too. Konosuba, God's Place on This Wonderful World, Fantastic Days, light novel. It's coming out as well. Looks Are All You Need, the novel's coming out, is good. Oh, she looks pretty, she looks pretty. She has blue hair, so of course she's pretty. So this one, Ryoran High School, is a private arts academy where geniuses in every field, music, dance, fashion, gather, but in reality, it looks to decide the student's success, not talent. All right, sounds cool. We all know about The Devil's a Part-Timer one. We all know about Konosuba. The one thing you talk about is Our Last Crusade. So that one is the first volume in the series of short stories set in Our Last Crusade Universal. Highlights include... so I guess it's from an actual other one, just Secret File. I get a little mini story set. The other one, she reminds me of Sakura character from The Secrets of the Silent Witch, which is a manga. Monika is the Silent Witch, the only mage in the world who can use enchanted magecraft. But underneath all the fancy titles, she's also the... chiest girl you'll ever meet. That one looks okay. This one looks weird. The maid is a failing gentleman, so I guess she's fucking a guy that looks like a cat, huh? I guess the other one looks cool. The cat on top of her head looks so freaking cute. It's called Saint, question mark, like Saint. Nope, just a monster tamer passing through. That's the manga. Kanata is a girl so gifted with magic that people swear up and down she's the second coming of a saint. But when it comes time for her to choose a job, she settles on monster taming. In truth, Kanata is the reincarnation of a friendless woman from the modern world. To make up for lost time, she sets up on a quest to gather as many fluffy creatures as she can get her hands on, and I'm all for it because the cat looks freaking cute. And it's Among Us, you're gonna be able to see it too. So I'm excited for that one. I'll be buying it, and it's hopefully this. It looks like it might be a short series, maybe 12 mangas volumes, I mean, or less, 7, 8. The other one, which is the manga, is The Reformation of the World as Overseen by a Realist Demon King. The 72nd Demon King, Azeroth, has been reincarnated in a strange new land with the mission to unite the world under his banner and reform its chaotic ways. He's the youngest of the Demon Kings, and although his forces may be weaker than those of his rivals, he won't hesitate to use all the means at his disposal to achieve victory. Looks pretty cool. So yeah, those are the 9 that we talk about, the licensed titles that Gen Press will be releasing. I'm excited for some of them. Not all of them, but I do want to give a shot the novel one, The Looks Are All You Need. That one looks pretty cool. And The Saint, nope, just the Monster Teamer passing through. That one looks pretty cool. I think those are the two that I'm really excited for. Aside from, you know, The Devil is a Part-Timer and Konosuba. Even the, since our Oscars is kind of like shorts from the main story, I probably won't understand what's going on. So, yeah, I'll leave that one to last. And now we have, I should have mentioned this, but Crunchyroll has finally had the license to stream the new Trigun Vashes and Pete anime. I heard the CGI is not that bad. Me overall, I'm not a big fan of CGI anime. It's cool when they just have like certain parts of CGI, especially like when the big boss fights or shit like that. I'm all for it. That's all cool. But the whole shit animating CGI, it's only a few have done it right. And the main one that I love is the Final Fantasy movies. Those are especially Final Fantasy 15. Oh, that shit was amazing. I wouldn't mind watching because it looks like real people. But this one, also, I said it before. Vash's her. Not a big fan of it. I'm just afraid that they're gonna kill the character of Vash because he's such a badass. And probably people that they haven't seen the original Trigun, they're gonna love this one. I'm still gonna give it a shot, but I'm kind of scared that it's just gonna fuck up my childhood. But yeah, it's on Crunchyroll now, so you don't have to watch it. I think it was in Hulu before, and I believe still in Hulu. So hopefully Crunchyroll gets Bleach as well, because fuck Hulu, just saying. And then moving on to the last subject I want to talk about, and this one has to do with Pokemon cards. So Crown Zenith, however you pronounce it, is going to be releasing in the States with a total of 230 cards. 159 cards in the main set, single secret rare cards, and 70 Galarian Gallery cards. This set is compromised of cards from whooping 14 different sources. This makes it one of the most mishmash sets of all time. This is because the set is trying to include as many unreleased cards from the Sword and Shield era as possible. This source includes V-Source Universe, Paradigm Trigger, Incandescent Arcana, Japanese promos, Chinese promos, the special deck set charts of V-Star vs. Rayquaza VMAX, the Serraura Deoxid High Class decks, the special set deck Sashin Samusenta vs. Eternatus deck, the Star Deck 100 decks, the Korokoro Star Deck 100 deck, reprints of Rotom B from Lost Abyss and Rayquaza B from Skystream. So it's gonna have a lot, and holy shit, the cards look amazing. It's gonna be this dark, of course, from Poke Beach, which is gonna be on the side notes. You could go through all of them. Right now, I'm scrolling even some of the regular cards, but I'm scrolling all the way to the good ones, the bottom ones. There's some rating cards, of course, the Charizard. Why wouldn't you put Charizard? And so the alternate arts. Some are badass. The Mech Mordor with Electivire, whatever his name is, that one looks dope. The Lapras looks badass. The Manaphy looks badass. Keldeo looks cool. Mew looks cool. I mean, yeah, it's Mew, you're sleeping, watch your Pokemon, like, yeah, I guess it's cute, but nothing like, oh shit, I wanna do it. The Deoxys, that looks amazing. The Diancie, that one looks cool. The Tivio, whatever, it looks kind of like a comic from like a page from a comic, it looks pretty cool. Magneson, I always like Magneson. Latias looks okay. There's a bunch of fucking alternate arts. Some Pikachus, Dusculls, you know, just regular. That maybe you put them all together for this one. It looks like it's gonna be a whole. It's gonna make a whole. Like, there's a Meryth, Turtwig, Paris, Poshiena, Pikachu, Bidoof, Dusculls, Swablu, and Riolu. It looks like you could put them together and it's gonna make a big picture. Trust. It just looks like that. Oh, and there's a Marip. I don't know if I said Marip. Dude, the Suicune, Raikou, and I think I saw it. Yeah, Raikou and Entei look fucking badass. I want to get those. Those looks amazing. The other Deoxys, the Orbital looks amazing. The Mewtwo looks badass too. There's another Deoxys looks badass. The Sacian, the Darkrai. The fucking Hisuian Samurott, both they look fucking badass. Samacenta, oh shit, dude, the legendaries, oh, they look fucking badass. And then we come to the gold cards. Origin Palkia, Origin Dialga, Giratina, and Arceus. Those gold cards, holy shit, they look fucking amazing. Again, it looks like you could put them next to each other and it will make like a fucking big image. I haven't purchased Pokemon cards for a cool minute since I transitioned to more anime, everything anime, but still, you know, last one that I bought was actually the Charizard VMAX, the white box. How about that? I didn't open it because that's just for my soul collection. I only bought one, but this one, they're gonna try to get those fucking alternate arts. That looks, dude, I'm about to juice all over the screen right now. Sorry for the for the detailed description of what I'm about to do, but I'm kidding. It just looks so. Just check it out. I'm gonna leave. You know, the links are always gonna be on the sign up. And with that, we are on our character of the week. I know in episode 50 I forgot to choose a character of the week, but this time I won't, and you won't even have a clue who I'm about to choose. But before I do, I always forget, I know. I always forget, but okay, just making sure that I haven't chosen before. This one is coming from Yu-Gi-Oh! Which one would it be? Would it be a Blue Eyes? Would it be Exodia? Would it be Obelisk? Nope. It's gonna be the one and only Merrick. Why? Because he's my favorite fucking human character from Yu-Gi-Oh! Merrick was fucking amazing. Especially Psycho Merrick, Yummy Merrick, however you want to call him. Holy shit, dude, that psycho side of him, fucking love it. My friend, he actually finally gave me my birthday gift, so it's been since October, so it's been a while. I finally got it this past Friday, and it was a figure of Merrick. He has the dual disc, and he also has the crazy face with his tongue out, fucking amazing. Now, because of that, I think I talked about it. GameStop was selling the Egyptian gods, you know, the statue for like $200. I think I'm gonna need to buy the Winged Dragon Rod to put it behind Merrick. I just have to, you know, like, I have Merrick now. I have to have the Winged Dragon Rod behind. Yeah, I have to do it. I might have to purchase it. I just remember, I totally forgot that I purchased Black Rose Dragon. The figure comes out this year in September. I totally forgot about it. But hey, it's back. What's back? My memory's back. Okay, I'm overreacting. And that's it for the episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you have any new ideas you want me to do on the podcast, or anything you want me to talk about on the podcast, and you want to be a guest of the podcast, we could set up, you know, let's bring some fans to the podcast, send us an email at samuraisummitpodcast@gmail.com. You know, shoot me a message on Discord, on Instagram, Twitter. We'll see. We set up for one of the episodes. We kind of see what you want to talk about. I don't know. We'll talk about it. So, you know, don't forget to send us an email so you want to be a guest on the podcast. And that should be all. Again, I love you, Mike Kasoku. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you, girls, for listening. Do people get offended when I say thank you, guys? Because I think when I say guys, I mean boy, guys, and girls. But whatever. Thank you, Pips. Thank you, Mike Kasoku. That's why I always prefer to say Mike Kasoku, though. That's why I start like, what's up, Mike Kasoku? Because you guys are Mike Kasoku, my fam. All right. That's it. We'll see you guys on episode 52 next week. Peace. やめてください。